From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. NATO leaders meeting in Brussels turned their attention Thursday to the long war in Afghanistan. President Ashraf Ghani and Ukraine's leader Petro Poroshenko will attend. Wednesday, it was largely about President Donald Trump's complaints that America's NATO partners are not paying more for their own defense.
Now, this has been going on for decades. This has been brought up by other presidents, but other presidents never did anything about it because I don't think they understood it or they just didn't want to get involved. But I have to bring it up because I think it's very unfair to our country. It's very unfair to our taxpayer.
Mr. Trump took aim at allies who haven't reached an agreed-to goal made 4 years ago of a 2% gross domestic product committed to defense by 2024. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg insisted progress has been made.
On top of that, on the initiative of President Trump last May, last year, we agreed to develop the national plans as a very powerful tool to make sure that allies deliver on the promise to increase defense spending.
After the summit concludes later Thursday, Mr. Trump heads to the United Kingdom for talks with Prime Minister Theresa May and a meeting with Queen Elizabeth before heading on to Helsinki in a one-on-one summit with his Russian counterpart Monday, Vladimir Putin. The political opposition in Ivory Coast on Wednesday criticized the newly reformed government of President Alassane Ouattara as bloated following a dispute within the ruling coalition over the selection of the 2020 presidential candidate. His cabinet has expanded from 34 to 41 ministers. Ugandan police used live ammunition and tear gas to break up protests over new taxes, including a 200-shilling fee to gain access to social media platforms. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met Wednesday in Moscow with Russian President Putin for talks believed to have focused on Iran's presence in Syria. Trinity University history professor David Lesh said it's only natural for Israel to forge closer ties with the Kremlin on this issue.
And so Russia is being acknowledged clearly as the main power broker in Syria, is the go-to country in terms of trying to settle this down. And Russia is playing the role the U.S. used to play, actually, in the region, in that it has relationships with parties to the conflict or potential conflict, in this case, the Syrian government, Iran, and Israel.
Mr. Netanyahu's visit coincided with the downing of a Syrian drone after it entered Israeli airspace. Syrian state media said air defense has blocked an Israeli missile attack in the southwest. China has expressed shock over the U.S. decision to add another $200 billion of Chinese products to be subjected to 10% tariffs by the end of August over Chinese trade and economic practices. It vowed to take the matter to the World Trade Organization. And Patrick Chovanec, chief strategist at Silvercrest Asset Management, said China can retaliate.
They can make it virtually impossible for any U.S. imports to enter the country, not just slap tariffs on them, but basically bar them. They can also crack down on companies that are American companies that are doing business in China and selling inside of China.
The Chinese Foreign Ministry described the tit-for-tat tariff war with the U.S. as a fight between unilateralism and multilateralism. The lone surviving member of a German neo-Nazi group was sentenced to life in prison Wednesday for her role in the murders of 10 people, mostly migrants, last decade. Beate Schappe was also convicted by a Munich court of membership in a terrorist organization, among other crimes. The Czech parliament gave its backing to a new center-left minority government led by billionaire Andrej Babiš following a nine-month effort to achieve majority backing following elections in October. He had to strike a power-sharing deal with the communists, giving them a role in governing for the first time since the country's 1989 Velvet Revolution. British police said they spoke with 45-year-old Charlie Rowley for the first time since he and a partner were felled by the nerve agent Novichok June 30th in southern England. Dawn Sturgis died on Sunday. The World Cup final is set, France versus Croatia, after the latter defeated England 2-1 Wednesday. Thrilled Croatian fans left a Moscow stadium shocked that their team reached the finals.
We are a really small nation. We are a nation of 4 million people, and we are in the final of the championship, world championship.
Croatia joined an exclusive club of nations reaching the final match.
That's the latest world news from VOA.